something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Incantations.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. With stammering lips. Stammering lips. Go there. With stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to these people. Stammering lips. He's letting you understand this language that we speak in other tongues. They come with stammering lips. And another tongue. Sometimes it sounds fully like a language. Another tongue. Sometimes it sounds like stammering lips. What do you mean by stammering? Let me read it to you from a dictionary that I didn't write. You're still out there. It says, a speech disorder, because it's a disorder, involving hesitations and involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. Involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. I want you, they call it a speech disorder, but it says involuntary. Has that happened to you? Oh, God! Involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. It says involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. We say we're praying in tongues. It says, men of other tongues, right? Then sometimes we find ourselves, they say, why are you stammering? Why are you stammering? We stammer in lips! But there's something more about those stammerings. Let's read again. I'll give it to you again. He says, involuntary repetitions of certain sounds. They're not planned. Involuntary. And you find, I told you, you find you are not able to say the next thing. You go, kabedadi, akarosa, 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 akarosa. Let's say, what is akarosa? Akarosa, akarosa. Hey. They don't know why you're saying that. They don't understand it. We are men of the spirit. They don't understand it. And when you're in the spirit, some things start happening. You know, I told you about what you just read here. What you just read here, stammering lips, because that's the way it sounds. But when they say that it was planned, it is no longer called stammering. I want you to get it. When it is unplanned, when it is known to be involuntary, it is called stammering. But if you then say, oh no, I said exactly what I planned to say, then they said, that is not stammering. Those are incantations. Are you getting it? Okay. So, Let's read in a dictionary. What you mean by incantation? A ritual recitation of words or sounds believed to have a magical effect. Synonymous with conjuration. In other words, when you say those, listen, it says ritual. So it's planned. When it's not planned, they call it stammering. Isaiah knew nothing about it. Isaiah heard in the spirit. They sounded like stammering lips. I said, what is that? In the spirit, stammering. Then Paul says, these are words of wisdom, speaking mysteries. He said they are mysteries. In other words, the Holy Ghost plan. The utterance is given by the Holy Ghost, meaning that they are not just involuntary. It is involuntary to the head, but they are planned by the spirits. So spiritually, they are incantations. To the natural man, they are stammering lips. Are you still out there? So incantations are these ritual recitation of words repetitively or of sounds, not just words, sounds. And they say, you see, in the occult, they do those things because they've been taught by demons. But we are the original ones. Right from when you received the Holy Ghost. Some of you just had two sounds. Katato, katato. That's all you said. But you have continued doing it and we have said you need to speak more. But the other katato. That's, you just, we said, let's speak in other terms. Katato, 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 katato. Come on, shout out. These are coded words. They are coded. And listen, if you don't use them, there are things that will not happen in this world. Listen. Incantation is conjuration. That means that you call things into being. You conjure. You summon from the spirit realm into the natural. They said that guy, he began to do something like this and money started coming. They haven't seen anything yet. You are about to see the supernatural at work in your life like never before. Are you ready for conjuration? He says, it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We are about to speak coded words, coded languages. So when you're going praying, now you understand. All that thing you were doing was not for nothing. And you have to do it fully. Because sometimes the code, you don't know the details of the code. The code may require 25 of those sounds before they are connected to some other numbers and some other numbers. It's all about data. Are you hearing me? And so when the Spirit is saying it, don't just stop and change. Continue until the Spirit moves to the next thing. Because the utterance is given to you by the Holy Ghost. Mengranina akradola, 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 baradele kalima, akradola, baradele karestas. Use the codes. Use the codes. Use the codes and you have the baby. Use the codes and the Use the code and you have the new venue. Use the code. Somebody launch or use the code. Hallelujah. Use the code. That house is in the coded language. You've got to use the right codes and you will have it. That money is in the coded language. That answer is coded. You've got to use it. Hold on for a second. Sometimes there are issues you've been going through for a long time. And you've been praying. You've been speaking in tongues, but you have not added to use the code. Sometimes you tried, you didn't know what you were doing. So you were given the code by the Spirit, but because you were not knowledgeable about these things, you stopped and the code was incomplete. If it is incomplete, if you use a password, if someone puts most of the items or figures of the password, will it work just because he put most of it? If you leave out one thing, it will not work. That's how codes work. That thing has been going on for too long. Now you want to frustrate the devil. You pray in tongues? By praying in tongues. Listen, because when we pray in tongues, the Bible says we're not speaking to men, we're speaking to God. So in speaking in tongues, I'm talking to God. And God understands what I'm saying. He knows I'm making requests in my spirit about that situation.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Glorious news. Are you a follower of the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, DSE-DSE-DD, on television and radio? Has the Word of God, as thought by Pastor Chris on television and radio, blessed and impacted your life? Then this conference is for you. Get ready for a celebration of the outstanding impact of the television and radio ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the May edition of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference, of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference 2024. Date, Saturday the 3rd of May 2024. Time, 4 p.m. GMT plus 1. Please visit www.loveworldtelevisionministry.org/VLNC to register. The registration link again is www.loveworldtelevisionministry.org/VLNC. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m.
Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
You see it? So I'm praying in tongues, and I really want that thing to be solved. Now, because my spirit is making the request, and you see, he says, likewise, the spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But this Holy Spirit of God makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. The Father who knows the heart of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, knows what we're asking for. He knows. So as we pray like that, knowing what we're asking for, he releases the code. Hallelujah. And suddenly you find that somewhere in your spirit, you're suddenly beginning to speak. No, we talked about a note of victory when you start laughing. All right? Yeah. We talked about a note of victory when you start singing. But the one you didn't hear was the code. Where you find stammering lips, these words that are coming, incantations. They're incantations because the Spirit of God planned them. So, now you release those incantations. They're like casting spells. In the negative, they're called spares. All right? But these things, they go in the realm of the spirit. Now you're about to solve that problem. You are about to change things. Just the right code. As you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit gets the right code through your lips. And as you speak them, you just know it's done. You will find everything falling apart. Everything falling apart. I could tell you stories, but not today. Because you already have some that you are watching unveiling by yourself. You are seeing them happening by yourself. Because when we pray, we use the codes. We use the codes. And once we get to using the codes, nothing can stand against us successfully. Nothing. We can't be defeated in this life. It's impossible. It's impossible. That's why do you think, witch doctors fear us? Why do you think spiritualists fear us? Spiritually, the highest of them will counsel their people. Say, leave those people alone. They warn them. They say, especially those that speak in tongues, leave them alone. You remember that brother that was kidnapped? And as he was speaking in tongues, the thing that they were working on started getting spoiled. They said, send him out. They drove him away. They were planning to kill him. They called him one by one. And they were killing them. Before his turn, he was speaking in tongues. And as he spoke in tongues, the juju priest behind there, the real ritualist, was offended. He said, something's getting spoiled. He said, it's that guy. Drive him away. Hey. Liberavagaya. Manto porazika lembreni lagrondonske librahai landegreske bradahai ralakonska jelemambruna lembranila andradila andradila konge dele krekoske shalahai. Speak in other tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Get a hold of the codes and use those codes right now. Use those codes. Get your spiritual incantation up. Use those codes. Something is changing right now. Something is changing in the spirit. changing in the spirit. Something is changing in the spirit. Hallelujah. Did you know that sometimes when you're praying, your spirit starts controlling your physical body and making you do certain things? Sometimes the code requires some more. Let me put it this way. Have you ever seen, did you ever experience something like you were sleeping and maybe something was happening, whatever was happening in the sleep, and you were trying to raise your hand and it was so heavy it wouldn't move? Or you're trying to open your mouth to even call Jesus or something, and it was so hard to call. How many of you ever experienced that? Many of you. Good. You know what was happening? Your body, your spirit was having difficulty controlling your body. Your spirit wanted to say something, but your body was sleeping. So he was trying to contact your body and make your body say what he wanted to say, but your body was asleep. And so you had difficulty calling the name. Your body wouldn't comply. And when it did, you'd notice, Jesus. And then you woke up and you notice you said something. You said it out. Why did you say it out? Your body was trying, the spirit was trying, but your body was sleeping. Finally, when your spirit gained control, your body was able to seize us and you woke up. You couldn't raise your hand. You couldn't. You were trying, but your body was sleeping. Are you following this? Because your spirit needs your body to get certain things done in the world. Your spirit doesn't function by itself. It requires your body. Sometimes some of those codes require some signs. For example, Moses standing at the edge of the Red Sea. God says, stretch your hand over the sea. Why? Because he has to direct the power. Stretch your hand over the sea. Why? What does the hand have to do with it? So sometimes you notice you're praying in the spirit, praying in other tongues, and you find your hands are moving in a certain way. Your hands are moving. I remember watching a lady, she was praying, and she fell down. In the spirit, she was speaking in tongues, and she was spinning around with her legs stretched out. She was sitting there, speaking in tongues, and she kept doing like this. What's happening? She had just received the Holy Ghost, all right? So she was new to these things. And all the time, her eyes were shut, and she was doing like this. Are you following? I remember when Pastor Benny was with us at the LCA, he was ministering to someone. There was a lady who was on the floor. And then he was going around the lady, like he said, the Spirit said to him to go round, walk around her. He started walking. He was moved by the Spirit to go around the lady 7 times. All right? But why he puzzled at it, I said to him, because the lady has 7 demons. You see, the 7 demons in there. So in the spirit, you find you're doing some things. You're pointing, you're saying, you're moving your hands. You don't know what, you're making signs. When those things are happening, don't discourage them. Continue, because the signs are necessary. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? They are necessary. They are necessary. Hallelujah. When it comes to prayer, you can't be too gentle. There's a time for everything. Are you hearing me? The hour comes where whatever you're wearing at that time is not okay. You take your jacket. You take your shoe. Say, I've got something to deal with. At that moment, you're like you're drunk. You're wired. You better shut your door. Because you don't know what next you're going to do. But then you're ready and wired. No, you can't just be, simi. Amen. Simi kim kum kum. Amen. Hey. Sometimes it gets wilder than that. It gets wilder than that. Will you hear me? And you have to be ready for it. Yeah. And don't wait like, okay, until the Holy Ghost does something. Uh-uh. You want something, you better make it happen. Jacob said, the Bible says, he wrestled with the angel. He said, I will not let you go. He wrestled with the angel. I will not let you go. That time comes with you. You have to have it in your spirit. You have to know that it has happened. You have to know. You have to know. You have to have the title deed. If you don't yet have it, until I have it inside. Sometimes I pray about some things. Day one, I haven't clicked it yet. And I know. And I go, day two, and I'm still praying. Day three, I'm still praying. Day four, I'm still on it. But I'm beginning to sense now, maybe I'm getting close. Still praying. But I'm not going to stop until I know that I know. The knowledge within, the sign is inside. It's inside, not outside. Once you have done it inside and it's concluded, nothing can shake you. Nothing can make you think it's not done. Nothing. You know that you know that you know. That's why it's called a title deed.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.